Now, with all the attention at South by Southwest about latest tech advances, there are some people headed in the other direction. Some shutterbugs want to go beyond Instagram, the app that gives photos that old-fashioned look. For them, retro means using film to shoot pictures the old way. And NPR's Art Silverman ponders this reverse flow of technology.
I wouldn't call it a trend, more like a reverse current, an eddy in a fast-moving stream. But it's happening all over the world.
I love the whole process of shooting on film.
Film is natural and unpredictable.
I like shooting film because it's an experience.
Then there's that excitement of wanting to finish up the film as fast as possible because I was dying to see the results.
I like the hands-on approach to film photography.
Those women you heard are from Malaysia, Philippines, Germany, Borneo, and Massachusetts. They're all members of a photography collective called Cool Girls Shoot Film. It's a click that clicks with real shutters and real film. Those of us who spent years inhaling darkroom fumes find this kind of perverse, but there's no denying it's happening. And it's happening here at an Urban Outfitters in downtown Washington, D.C. Alongside all the rest of the hipster gear, there's a collection of cheap film cameras. Housewares manager George Hernandez says the popularity is not a case of nostalgia.
It's typically most of the younger kids. Like, our demographic is, you know, 18 to 28. This one is actually a La Sardina camera from Lomography, just a basic 35mm camera. We have the film that goes with it.
How much will this cost me? And
this one's actually on sale for $29.99.
One of those film cameras is made by an Austrian company called Lomography. It took its name from a vintage camera from the Soviet Union. Liad Cohn is in charge of U.S. operations for the company. He explains why there's a backlash against digital photography.
There's a certain process to analog that is really exciting. You know, people take pictures and then they have these rolls of film and they drop them off at the lab and then they wait a day or 2 days or a week or a month or however long it takes them to get back to the lab to retrieve these photos. And during that time, they've changed. They approach the photos as when they get them back in a whole new way.
Now we're at Penn Camera in Washington. If you shoot on film and don't have your own darkroom, this is the kind of place where you have to bring your exposed film to be developed. Lawyer Catherine Tai is here today to collect a roll she shot.
Prints back.
Yeah.
She shot a roll of 36 exposures.
I don't know if any of these came out. Oh, that's interesting.
About 30 looked okay, but what's important to her is not perfection, but surprise.
It doesn't seem to make sense because the digital technology is so fast and so good now.
Or maybe too good. The joy of film to people like Catherine Tai lies in the suspense between the snapping and the moment you see the results.
When, you know, you've dropped off that roll, you have no idea what's on it. You have all these hopes of, you know, having captured just the right moment. And sometimes they're very disappointing what you get back. And sometimes it's like a miracle. You discover it's even better than you remembered.
Or far worse than you can imagine. But I suppose in a world becoming more predictable, people may want the possibility of failure. Art Silverman, NPR News.
Another thing about film cameras, they make sounds. If you grew up listening to shutters clicking, film rolls advancing, backs of cameras closing, you might have vivid memories of those and other sounds connected with older technology that you don't often hear these days. We invite you to tell us your own story about sounds associated with tech that's gone and you miss. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Put vintage sound in the subject line.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Carbonite, providing automatic cloud backup solutions for individuals and small businesses. Learn more at carbonite.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.